The Cleveland man, accused of holding three women captive for a decade, will face hundreds of new charges. An indictment running to 977 counts was filed today against Ariel Castro. The charges range from aggravated murder to kidnapping to rape. Castro pleaded not guilty to an earlier indictment. Prosecutors say they have not yet decided whether to seek the death penalty. Janet Napolitano is stepping down as U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. She announced today she'll resign to become president of the University of California system. During her 4 years as secretary, Napolitano has been a leading proponent of immigration reform. In a statement, President Obama praised her and said because of her work, the country is more secure against terror attacks. In Egypt today, thousands of Muslim Brotherhood supporters protested against the military ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. But this time, there was no violence. Crowds massed in several cities after Friday prayers, waving flags and chanting slogans. At the same time, a popular Muslim cleric insisted Morsi's followers will never accept the country's interim leadership.
The prime minister is not legitimate and he doesn't have any authority. From our point of view as revolutionaries, he betrayed this revolution. Anyone who supports the coup is a traitor to this revolution. We don't recognize this government. Any party which becomes part of this government, we will consider it part of the coup.
The U.S. called today for Morsi's release. A State Department spokeswoman said the Obama administration is concerned about all politically motivated detentions involving members of the Muslim Brotherhood. A bomb ripped through a busy coffee shop in northern Iraq late today, killing at least 31 people. More than two dozen others were wounded. The bomb went off just after diners had finished sunset meals, breaking a day-long fast during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. There's been new trouble in Syria between rival rebel factions. Gunmen linked to al-Qaeda killed the top commander of the Free Syrian Army, a militia force backed by the U.S. and other Western powers. A spokesman for the FSA said it happened late last night near a checkpoint in the Latakia province close to the Turkish border. The group called it an act of war and vowed to retaliate. A train derailment in France today was the country's deadliest in years. At least six people died and dozens were injured when the train jumped the tracks and crashed into a station outside Paris. It was loaded with passengers leaving for summer holidays and the upcoming Bastille Day. There was no word on the cause, but the French president promised a thorough investigation. A Pakistani teenager addressed the United Nations today, 9 months after she was shot by the Taliban. Malala Yousafzai made a plea for the cause of educating girls. We have a report from Robert Moore of Independent Television News.
I'm here to speak up for the right of education of every child.
She spoke before a special youth session of the UN, her parents and brother watching. Telling delegates she felt more passionate than ever about her cause.
The Taliban shot me on the left side of my forehead. They shot my friends too. They thought that the bullet would silence us. But they failed. And out of that silence came thousands of voices. The terrorists thought that they would change my aims and stop my ambitions. But nothing changed in my life except this. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born.
She was introduced by Gordon Brown, who's the UN Special Envoy on Education. He knows that in Malala, the campaign has an exceptional advocate, who is speaking on a special day.
Never before, I believe, has a 16th birthday been celebrated in this way. But never before either have we had a teenager that has shown such courage.
The UN sets many worthy goals that are never achieved. So the question is whether Malala's power, both as an activist and as a symbol, can really make a difference and get tens of millions of the most disadvantaged children into primary school education.
Malala's message has resonated here, and it's hoped far beyond.
The UN also reported that in countries torn by conflict, the number of children attending primary school rose from 42% in 2008 to 50% in 2011. The abortion drama in the Texas legislature headed into its final acts this evening. Republicans in the state Senate moved to pass some of the toughest restrictions in the nation. They include a ban on abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The state's Republican lieutenant governor, presiding over the debate, warned he will not let Democrats and protesters kill the bill as they did in a previous special session. The U.S. Justice Department is revising its rules for investigating news leaks. That follows criticism that investigators collected phone records involving Associated Press employees, as well as emails of a Fox News reporter. Under the new guidelines, it will be harder to obtain search warrants for reporters' emails, and the department will notify news organizations in advance, in most cases, if it seeks a subpoena of phone records. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 3 points to close at 15,464. The Nasdaq rose 21 points to close at 3,600. For the week, the Dow gained 2%. The Nasdaq rose 3.5%. Those are some of the day's major stories. Now, back to Ray.